It's time now for the Mel Pearson Show on the voice of the Huskies, Mix 93 WKMJ.
Draw one by Michigan Tech, Sweeney at the point. 45 seconds left to go in the period. Carroll with a shot through traffic, scores!
The Mel Pearson Show is brought to you by The Turvo Agency,
Lake County, and Gary Jorgensen of Diversified Financial Concepts in Houghton.
Bucko's Party Store, The Library Restaurant, and Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen. University Images and the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore. Superior Smiles, Coca-Cola of Hancock, Hancock Bottling, Gartner's Gallery, and Peerlin Distributing.
Passes a shot!
Now, here's the head coach of the Huskies, Mel Pearson, and your host, Dirk Hembroff.
Oh, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. It is finally here. I mean, it came quick. It really got here quick, but as far as the summer is concerned, but it just seems like I can't wait till this Saturday night. Michigan Tech opening up their season at Lake State University. Coach Pearson is with us for our first official show of the 2014-2015 season. And good morning, Coach, and welcome to a brand new season of Husky Hockey.
Well, good morning, Dirk, and as excited as you are, excuse me, can you only imagine how excited our players are and our coaching staff? It seems like we haven't played in a long time, and I know our guys are anxious to get going, and we are as coaches too, so really looking forward to another year of Husky hockey.
So many new faces, you know, we have talked about it over the summer during the shows, but things starting to take form as far as who is a little bit above the other ones as far as the new guys?
A little bit. As you know, we have NCAA rules, and we're still at a stage where we only can have 2 hours a week with coaches and players on the ice at the same time. So it doesn't give us a lot of time to evaluate our players, and of course, when you don't have any exhibition games like the Canadian schools or an inter-squad game, it really makes it difficult to judge those players in game type situations. But having said that, we're making the best of it, and we have seen some real good things, I think, each and every day out of all of our players. One thing I can tell you, we're going to be deep up front. We're going to have some tough decisions this first weekend to make, and especially without having played games. But we really have a good group of forwards, and even on defense, we have some depth there, and the goalies have looked good. So, and that's good. That's good. I mean, you want our guys to show us something each and every day in practice, even though right now we're only going a half hour a day. That's right. How we split our – we went half hour four times a week with our players. So at the same time, we're trying to get through systems, but at the same time, we're trying to watch and evaluate our players to see who's going to be ready to play in this first weekend.
You at all concerned about – I know this is a long way off as far as – getting into the season and guys getting in and out, but with so many guys that you're trying to evaluate, is it going to be tough to give enough guys fair shots at without messing up the lineup too much?
Yeah, and how you quantify fair shot, but no question. I think the thing you do early in the year like this is we're going to have 2 weeks after these games to practice and see our guys on a more regular basis to get a better handle on it. So what you have to do, I think, is you go off last year's, some guys have money in the bank, right. I like to call it. You know, they've done some things. They played Division I hockey, and you know what they're capable of doing. Where the younger guys, I think it's harder on the younger guys, the freshmen, the new people coming in, because we haven't had a lot of time with them to just see if they're ready to play at this level. So we'll see how it goes and who we decide to take. But there's no question. There's going to be some competition for jobs, and I think that's a good thing. Competition is good.
So, again, this week, you're still only allowed the 2 hours, correct?
We are. So yeah. It's an interesting week because we only have 2 hours, and Saturday is the first official start date for NCAA Division I college hockey.
And now...
Which means, then you can go on your 8 hours a week or whatever, 20 hours a week, I guess, you get to train and that. So we're very limited, but this week, so it's a funny week. We're trying to figure out how much to skate. Do we want, we're going to skate at Lake State Friday. We're going to skate half hour. Do we want to put 45 minutes in? So we've determined some of that, but we want to finalize that again this morning with our coaching staff.
Well, it should be an interesting week to figure out what you're going to do with that. We'll talk about the goaltending, of course, and some of the guys that you think have the best shots getting in the lineup as far as the freshmen are concerned. But this first game being so big, the first weekend being so big, being a real game, obviously an NCAA game and a WCHA game, it does kind of change the complex of the preseason a little bit, doesn't it?
Well, Dirk, let's go back a few months and the final standings going to the final night.
Mm-hmm.
We ended up 1 point out of third place. Consequently, we probably ended up probably about 6 points out of not making the playoffs. So this is how important these games are. This is how important these games are. These games could determine the points, whether we end up, you know, home ice, first place, out of the playoffs, etc. So these games are very, very important. And because of a scheduling quirk, we had to play these games on this weekend. Lake Superior State had double scheduled us, and the only open weekend we had that we both had to be able to play was this weekend. So, but yeah, no question, these games are huge. I mean, they're the same as those 2 points at the end of the regular season, and so we have to be ready to do whatever we can. And we split with Lake Superior last year. We went 2-2 with them. Right. They're a good team. They won more games overall than we did. So we're the underdog going into this series.
Can you talk about Joe Sean and how his influence has impacted the preseason?
Yeah, and Joe's been fantastic. I mean, you know, just having a goalie guy who's there every day and can go out with your goaltenders early and work with them, it's been fantastic. And Joe's a rink rat. He loves being around the rink. So he's been there probably more than I have to start the season. So it's fantastic. And I know our goalies really appreciate him. And we've already seen a huge improvement from all of our goaltenders from, I think, when they first went on the ice and we first could evaluate them up until last week.
Well, it's going to be fun to watch. Again, the games are 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock on Saturday night, and Sunday afternoon at 5 with a 4:30 pregame from Taffy Able Arena. And it's a place that's tough to play in. I mean, you had a lot of games there back when you were coaching at Michigan. It's, you know, we've had success there, but it's also one of those places that the home fans can really help out the home team.
Well, anytime you're on the road, you're, you know, obviously at a disadvantage. You know, they'll have a good crowd. I think they've got some renewed atmosphere and excitement over there with Damon taking over. So no question, we're going into a tough building. Like you said, we split there last year, and there were two hard-fought, close games. They've got some very good returning players coming back, and I know they're going to be tough games, and they always are. And especially this early in the year when you haven't had a chance to get on the ice with your team a lot. They're in the same situation we are, but still, you'd like to have more time and feel a little bit more comfortable about your systems and lines and all those things, etc. So you never know what you're going to get. These are the first games. You never know how you're going to react and how your kids are going to play on the road. So, but we're looking forward to it. We've been on the road, and the beauty of it is we've had enough players have a ton of experience to this point, so there shouldn't be any surprises for those guys.
How about the power play, Coach? I've heard good things so far about both units, but especially the number one unit, and I don't know how detailed you want to get into that right now, but the power play struggled early on last year, but really came on towards the end of the season. Is that carrying over well into the preseason and going into this season?
Well, you know, we'll see. One of the beauties of it is we had some guys who I think really stepped up their game on the power play the second half of the year last year. I know Shane Hanna's one player who really struggled the first part of the year on the power play. And, you know, just a college game and getting used to everything. But the second half, I mean, he was really comfortable back there and a difference maker. And, you know, like we said, he led all freshmen in WCHA scoring last year. And so he's a big part of it. I know he'll be ready. David Johnstone can shoot the puck, and he's shooting the puck great right now. You got that, you know, presence of a kid like Reed Sturles in front of the net, who same thing as Shane. I thought, you know, first half of his freshman year is okay, but the second half really found his way. So then we have skilled guys like Tanner Carroll and Alex Patan and Blake Pietola, and Tyler Hainan has looked good. He can really shoot the puck, so we've got some good options on the power play, so we're excited about that. We think we'll be better right from the get-go this year and going right through the year.
You bring up Tyler Hainan, and has he kind of elevated his play? I know there was, you know, he was good last year. He missed a lot of games because of injury, and maybe wasn't fitting in certain spots. And then, but this year, I'm hearing good things about his off-season work and his work ethic right now.
Yeah, he's one of those freshmen I think has made great strides. He elected to stay here this summer, which I thought was a great decision on Tyler's part to work out with Tyler Shalast. 5-6 days a week, he looks good. He's his body's reshaped. He's done a good job and shed some some of the body fat and turned it into muscle. He's quicker on the ice, which I think was one of the things he had to get better at, those first two steps. He always could shoot the puck. He's always good around the net. So, and he's also, you know, in practice looked good, playing with a little bit more edge and a little more bite, which he had to do. You got to do so many other things except score, you know. It's in college hockey, you'll find.